Barnes's appointment narrows the gender gap on the 11th Judicial Circuit to 7 male circuit judges and 3 female circuit judges. Men also outnumber women in associate judge positions by 8-3, though women make up more than half of the population in the 5-county circuit. The McLean County Bar Association roster is also 2-1 male. It's not just Central Illinois. Just 4 of the 23 circuits in the state have near equal numbers of male and female associate judges. Only in Cook County do female circuit judges outnumber male judges, and even in Chicago, there are a lot more male associate judges than women associates. Megan Leonard teaches politics and government at Illinois State University. She says that's a problem in virtually all courts at the state and federal levels.
It wasn't until more recently that we had women going to law school in equal numbers. Judges tend to be later in their careers. It's going to take some time for those numbers to catch up, but we should be getting there soon.
Leonard says there's nothing dictating that becoming a judge must happen later in a career, nor is there a requirement that judges be former prosecutors, though they overwhelmingly are. Leonard says different gatekeepers control the makeup of the bench depending on whether the position is appointed or elected. Illinois Supreme, Appeals, and Circuit Court judges are elected. Associate judges in each circuit are appointed. In the event of a midterm vacancy, the state Supreme Court appoints an interim judge. Leonard says in nearly every scenario, people in power make the choice.
What we need is those who are in charge, whether it's those who are in charge of parties and putting people on ballots or those who are in charge of nominating, to really buy into and accept the idea that judicial diversity is really important.
Leonard says having a bench that more closely reflects the public helps plaintiffs and defendants accept court decisions and feel they get a fair shake. The same is true when defendants know a judge once fought for people like them. That's the case with Barnes, who spent the past 6 years as McLean County's chief public defender.
And we still have this sort of wannabe tough on crime society. And we're starting to see that change, right, with some movements towards ending cash bail and thinking about criminal justice reform. All of that is not going to be as effective if we don't have public defenders who are now the judges who would be carrying out these legislative changes.
The Bloomington Normal NAACP applauds Barnes's appointment, but President Linda Foster says she can't overlook the longstanding absence of a black jurist.
We talk about how we want the jurors to look like the community. Well, our judges ought to look like our community as well.
Foster says Barnes's appointment will offer a sense of belonging and understanding to black people in her courtroom.
We should feel as though that we don't have a chance.
Retired Judge Scott Drzeski describes a pecking order among judicial candidates. People often have to apply multiple times before they are picked as associates. Drzeski says having support from family, colleagues, and community members improves a lawyer's chance. In some cases, more than 20 people apply to become an associate judge in a circuit. Senior judges look at the backgrounds of just 4 or 5 finalists. Drzeski says many factors matter, including diversity.
We will get there, but I don't think that we need to force diversity at the expense of qualifications to sit as a judge.
The first woman to wear a judge's robe in the 11th Judicial Circuit was Elizabeth Robb. That happened just 27 years ago. When Robb retired as the first woman chief judge nearly a quarter century later, she says there were still only 3 women among 20 judges in the circuit.
It is too slow, in my view. I think that there was more of a push when it was more novel, and I think we've reached a plateau.
Robb says the roadblocks that stall the advancement of women judges are the same barriers that block women in many other career fields. She says law school, financial debt, and family obligations sideline many. Robb says minority leaders may face an even steeper climb.
You have to have people that are willing to and want to advance you as an individual. And you're more likely to go to someone who looks like you to ask that person to be a mentor.
Last year, the Illinois Supreme Court became one of the first in the nation to establish a position dedicated to cultivating and coordinating diversity and inclusion efforts. The move came after widespread civil unrest over police killings of black Americans. Deanie Brown took over as Chief Diversity and Inclusion Officer in November. Brown says she meets regularly with colleagues, listens to the public and employees of the judicial system. She also reviews existing practices and programs and recommends changes. Carla Barnes' appointment in McLean County is historic, but only good through the next general election in 2022. Then, voters will decide how much they value a judge that looks like the people in her courtroom. Reporting with Edith Brady Lunny, I'm Dina Vollmer.